Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 64. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling.
We're continuing on with part four of how that the Bible tells us that the Roman Catholic cult is powered by the spirit of Satan, and is not only the enemy of the United States, but is the enemy of the entire world. The Lord gave me a piece of literature which points that out. Rome's Antichrist agents are in the United States now, claiming to be United States agents, and they like to destroy Christianity. They actually killed a bunch of babies and moms and dads at Waco. Government agents told me that I was supposed to be Waco, and they started calling me, when they had me in on trial, Waco 2, that I'm going to be the next one. But that won't happen until the Lord allows it to happen. And really, I've been in the ministry 41 years. That's a year longer than Moses, and so I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever. And I'm happy in the Lord. I love living the life of Christ. I love Christ living in me. At any rate, let's go up to the throne now, everybody. Father, we ask that you pour out your anointing spirit on this message, on the reading of part four here of the Antichrist government in our government and throughout the world, saying that they're U.S. citizens, British citizens, Holland citizens, and Spain citizens, and Greek citizens, and also Arabic citizens. They're of the devil. They're all, even in Russia and China, they're all headed. These absolute criminals, satanic spiritual criminals, are agents of Satan, and they all bow to Rome, the seat of Satan. Lord, we ask you anoint this service, this message, and Lord, anoint my commentary, the things that you want me to say on this broadcast, so people can understand the word that are in the church. And those the people that are not in the church, your body, that are out in the world, that are lost, that are carnal, and they just can't get rid of their sinful lives, Lord, let them, through your anointing, your outward anointing, the Holy Spirit, let them know that there's power for them to be able to live a godly life in Christ Jesus if they accept Christ Jesus. In this message, that just ask him to come in to your heart, and by the Holy Spirit, Jesus will come into your spirit. His eternal spirit with the Father, by the Spirit, will enter into your temporal spirit and make your spirit immortal, eternal. And then he'll give you the power to keep his commandments. So many people say that, oh, Jesus did it all. He did, and he expects us to be the continuation of his incarnation here on earth. And with his power in us, the same power that was in his human body when he's here on earth, he was able to keep all the commandments. And the Bible, the Word, says that we will be able to do the very same thing. And I can attest to that. I'm a testimony to that, that this is extremely possible. And then I know many other people that are doing what the Lord says and are able to do it, and to abstain from fornication, adultery, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. People say they were born to be homosexuals and lesbians. That's why the Lord says that you need to be born again. You were not born a homosexual. It's the evil spirit that entered into you when you were laying helpless in your crib. But the Lord says if you're born again, anew, in the Spirit of God will enter into you, and you will hate the things that you were before. And you'll love the things that you are now. You'll enjoy the life of Christ. Not your life, but the life of Christ. And the Lord wants us to enjoy him because he is our everything. He's our food, our water. He's our very life, the air that we breathe. He's the kingdom of God. He's the temple we live in, and we're his temple that he lives in to give us that power. Same power that he had when he was here on earth in the human body. Father, we ask that you strengthen the church, lift your whole body higher and higher, and Lord, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto each human being that is in you, the churches, and let billions of souls be saved. And Father, we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Where's the first letter from?
Cameroon, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, special greetings to you and the entire Alamo Christian Church in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am writing with love and satisfaction from Cameroon to thank you for the different volumes of literature and the two copies of the book Messiah that I received from you.
This man is satisfied. He's happy hearing about the Lord because that's the only thing that satisfies your soul. Sex and drugs and all the other things in this world cannot satisfy your soul. Only Christ can satisfy your soul. Mm-hmm. This is why the Apostle Paul and many of the disciples were able to live a godly life without being married. The Apostle Peter was married, and it's all right to be married. It's good for a man to be married, and it's also good if the Lord calls you to not be married, because a person that is married cares more about their wife than they do the Lord. But a person that is married cares a lot for their wife and the husband and so on. And it's good to care about them because it's a commandment of the Lord, but it's much better to be married than to burn, amen, to go to hell, right?
Amen.
But people, if they walked in the Spirit, they wouldn't worry about burning at all right? And some people say burning and they're with burning desire. That isn't what it means. It means it's better to marry than to burn in hell in the lake of fire is what that really means. So let me straighten you out with the doctrine, the true doctrine of the Lord. You can make up stuff like Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, and that it means burning in your flesh. But let me tell you the truth, it means burning in hell. Because if you commit adultery or fornication, you're going to hell. And if you did it without knowing the scriptures and you weren't saved, you can be forgiven. But if you reject the gospel, there's no hope for you. That's just what the Bible says. Read it and see. Okay, then what?
I have been receiving from you every month a carton containing different volumes of your literature. Just today, I have received two cartons from the post office, and I sent in this letter to express my gratitude. Thanks a million. I am indeed grateful. Your articles are very inspiring and wonderful and thrilling. As a matter of fact, I have distributed your literature to people not only of my church, but neighbors and tribes in other cities out of the capital who have testified of Christ's power unto salvation in your literature. Having personally read your literature in their volumes, I must admit that God is using you and your ministry as his battle axe to break in pieces nations and destroy kingdoms according to Jeremiah chapter 50 verses 20 through 23. I fervently believe that in spite of difficulties, criticisms, and satanic attacks you have been facing all through the years till this day, you will definitely fight the Lord's battle to the end. Please say amen.
Amen. Everybody else say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I see him say that on TV. Everyone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That means praise God. Amen. Amen. Is that so wrong for you to say?
No.
Okay, break the ice here, you know. Then what?
Pastor Lamo, please, my church is in need of Bibles. Here in Cameroon, some Christians come to church without Bibles in their hands. My church is still growing and has no financial base to provide certain needs. Please, in addition to the world newsletters received monthly, I would like to receive on behalf of other members of my church in Cameroon 50 copies of the Holy Bible thrice a year, bearing your seal, to be dedicated to you.
We want you to dedicate it to the Lord, not me. I'm just one of his many members of his body, and you are too. And so just we'll send you the copies of the Bible. Send them two cases, 24, 24, that's 48, all right?
Okay.
Then what else?
I also intend to distribute some of these Bibles in villages and towns where your newsletters have been distributed. As a pastor, I have been tremendously blessed through your messages. Personally, I would like to request also for your taped cassettes carrying your messages. Thank you very much. May God richly bless you and fortify your zeal abundantly. Yours in Christ, Jonathan from Cameroon, Africa.
Praise the Lord. You know, the older you get in the Lord, the more zeal you do have. It's zeal, and the fire is there, but it's not wildfire, you know. But I'm more zealous today to get the word out and more hateful of the things of Satan than I've ever been in my life, because I know more about him and I know more about the Lord now than I ever have. And I'm growing. I'm still growing. You know, it's amazing. I think we'll always grow as long as we're alive if we keep staying in the Spirit, praying to the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now let's continue on with part four of this piece of literature. Go ahead.
So there's a whole lot of things that are going on. But if you remember the Kennedy incident, you'll remember, okay, allegedly the Warren Commission says that there is a lone assassin. Lee Harvey Oswald did it. And then Jack Ruby, a good friend of the police and government officials and so forth, is running some kind of a strip club. Anyway, he goes right into the police station, zaps him on national TV in front of God and everybody, and then all of a sudden he's in a cell and he decides to talk to people. And then all of a sudden he comes down with a case of cancer that kills him really, really quickly. But I'm saying the government has the technology and the scientists and the wherewithal now that they can do things that people, if you can make it look like an accident, like my good friend Kathy Ferguson of Troopergate, Danny Ferguson's estranged wife. Okay, she was a nurse, but she was working as a receptionist in Memorial Hospital. She was an ex-beauty contest winner when she was young. She was in all kinds of beauty contests, a really beautiful, wonderful young lady. She went to a non-denominational, charismatic church after she broke up with Danny Ferguson of Troopergate. But the government and Clinton and the Secret Service, Terry Edwards, the United States Secret Service agent, they knew that she knew way too much. So what they did, they assassinated her. But the way they did it, she never owned a firearm in her life, and she was right-handed, and she allegedly shot herself in the back left-hand side of the head and killed herself. People that are beauty contest winners don't shoot themselves in the head, and people that are nurses, they've got the key to the medicine cabinet. They usually do a drug overdose most of the time. So when the United States Secret Service over here in the Stevens Building in Little Rock, after that happened, they were not sure, the agents over there in the building, they knew it was a hit, but they didn't know who did it. And they didn't know whether it was the CIA, FBI, ATF, Secret Service, or who or which agent or agency did it, but they knew it was done. In fact, one IRS agent told me to pray for him. He said that he hoped that God would forgive him. He's praying to God that God would forgive him for what he did to Pastor Alamo. And he told me that he knew for a fact Pastor Alamo was framed up on the tax beef, but I'm sure Pastor Alamo and a lot of people know that by now.
Well, I knew it in the first place. They underestimate the people of the Lord. Okay, then what?
I knew it well before I was framed. And this guy that's working for the Drug Warfare Center, going around killing people in the United States and worldwide, he enjoys his job. He's an average-looking guy and does it really well. But I'm saying it's unfortunate that I can't get him saved, get him straightened up, or get him to talk to Pastor Alamo and understand who God and Yeshua is and Jesus Christ is, and get straight with God and find out who the Savior is and get his life straight and try to repent and quit these things. There are too many people that are willing in these latter days, there are too many people that are willing to sell out to the government agencies and people for money and favors and all these kinds of things, and it is very, very unfortunate. But it's very unfortunate that we are in times like this where people can do things, kill people, murder people, slander people, do all kinds of evil things to people and get away with it in the name of doing the greater good for the Roman-controlled government of the United States, which is a member of the Roman Nazi Vatican-controlled one-world government. This is a very serious warning, and I am saying his food, drink, people around him, just be careful because he's telling enough truth. I've known for years that he's been on the list. You know what I'm saying? Don, yes. Peeler, and I'm sorry that I haven't come forward before and told you about the list, and you know that people are after him. Well, let me tell you, a lot of things that look like accidents nowadays are really not accidents.
I remember we were riding down the highway, and all of a sudden, a big tank of a truck, is like a electrical truck or something, started hitting right for us. And the person that's driving the car is sitting right here. And we couldn't get away from it. And so I told her to pull off the highway. So we did, and they still grazed us on the side, and we spun around several times. A lot of people were bleeding in the vehicle, and I had glass all in my hands and everything. That was a definite attempt. It was a government vehicle to make it look like an accident. And the person that was driving the armored truck said, we were just reaching down just for a moment. It wasn't a moment. That vehicle was headed for us for almost a full 20 seconds, 20 to 25 seconds, going right on our side of the road. We couldn't escape it. There's no way. Okay, then what?
And a lot of things happen. A lot of people have a lot of questions about a lot of things that are going down. Because with technology, the government's able to do things, and people die from sicknesses and disease and accidents. But if you look at the Clinton Chronicles, there's over 50 persons that they have evidence and facts and information about that Clinton had murdered to keep and gain his power and so forth, to cover up things and places and people that needed to be covered up because the government made mistakes and they had to cover up their mistakes. Are you going to pass this warning on to Pastor Alamo, I hope? Don, yes, I certainly am, and we really appreciate the information. Healer, you are quite welcome, and like I said, I apologize to you and God, too, that I didn't come forward earlier. Because, you know, I've studied Christianity and so forth, and if you know that a person is going to be killed or harmed and don't do anything about it at Judgment Day, you will be partially responsible for their demise. You see what I'm saying? Don, oh, absolutely. Peeler, that's how I understand Christianity. Do you think that is correct? Don, yes, I do. Peeler, I think it is too. So I'm saying, I'm trying to stop anything from happening to Pastor Alamo, because it's unfortunate that there are too many people, and too many people in Roman-controlled government agencies that are afraid of the truth and don't want the truth to come out. I am sure that there are a lot of people, a lot of agencies right now that are looking at his last newsletter about another Pearl Harbor and thinking about it and being very upset that he's getting the truth out about the World Trade Center. It was another Pearl Harbor, just like they said on the History Channel not too long ago. There were many people from the president and the top upper echelons of the Roman-controlled United States government that knew it was going to happen and let it happen. Now, since World War II, when the CIA was started, they got a lot of the old German high command and German officers of the SS and worldwide intelligence divisions and had them to help them start the Central Intelligence Agency and used a lot of their techniques that they had used over there in Germany that are very unfortunate that they have continued and passed down these techniques of going after certain people and certain organizations for their religious or political affiliations. Don, well, that's for sure what they are doing to Pastor Alamo because he's exposing them. And we really thank you for the warning and for the information, and I will make sure that it gets passed on to Pastor Alamo. Peeler, well, I appreciate that, and be sure to keep me on your mailing list and send me a couple of copies of your next issue, especially if I'm in it. The actual tape recorded confession can be heard, and the transcript of John Peeler can be read on the Alamo Ministries website. Pastor Alamo's message. The greatest war of all time, the greatest war of them all, is the saints' war against Satan. Through God's word, we both discover and understand everything about the great enemy of God and God's people. Through God's word, we clearly see and understand the devil's policies, the devil's power, and the chief plan he has against the saints of God. We also discover the seat of his empire, Rome, from which his wickedness emanates to all the world. We are told to put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. We are told to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And we are told to put on the new man, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. All these are the same.
And to put on the mind of Christ, which means fill your mind full of the Word of God and do what it says. Then what?
How is it possible for the Christian to be clothed with spiritual armor? From where does the Christian receive God's powerful arms and armor so that he might wage war against Satan, the great red dragon? We must learn to lawfully use God's weapon, which is God's word, so we may with success fight and win the entire war against the devil. Christ is the word of God, and the word of God is not only our armor, but also God who came to the world as a man, John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. He had both our human nature and the divine nature within. Christ, the Word, our God, commands us to be vigilant, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, to be diligent, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, and to fight with zeal the spiritual war between the saint and Satan. If we refuse to be zealous about it, Jesus, in Revelation chapter 3, verses 16 through 19, states, "I will spew thee out of my mouth," meaning you will no longer be a member of Christ's body. You will no longer be a servant of God. "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed."
Gold means that you go through the fire, you enjoy. If you're persecuted or if you go to prison, you still enjoy because you know that the Lord is going to do something in and through you there. And I won hundreds of souls in prison when I was there. And a lot of them were Muslims that wanted to kill Whitey. Okay, then what else?
"And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve."
With the word of God, which is symbolic speaking there. Then what else?
"The word of God, which is spirit and life, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Again, this is the war between all the saints and Satan. This last of all wars is said to be the cruelest war ever fought by man. Jesus, in speaking of the end of the world, said, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. This conflict is the very last war, and it is taking place at this very moment. This war concerns every person in the world. No person can be neutral or be merely a civilian in this greatest of all conflicts. This war that I'm speaking of is taking place in every person's soul. If any person attempts to take a neutral or civilian stance in this conflict, that person already belongs to Satan. No one can say they are 4F, which would mean they are not qualified to fight in this greatest of all wars. Nor may anyone say they are deaf, dumb, blind, an invalid, or impotent in any way as an excuse to get out of this war. Again, every person in the world is involved, whether they like it or not.
Everyone's being attacked by Satan, and everybody, if you want to not go to hell, you're going to fight, whether you like it or not. If you don't fight, well, then you're not going to make it. Paul said, "I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I finished the service that the Lord wanted me to do, and therefore there's a crown laid up for me in heaven." All right, then what else?
You are either with God against Satan, or you are with Satan against God. Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me."
I wouldn't be against God if I were you. Then what else?
That was Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. God's word in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, which is Christ, the word says, "All they that hate me love death." Christ, the word of God, is our wisdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. The saints' wisdom to wage war against Satan is easily understood when the word of God is read. Anyone who is interested in winning this great conflict may do so by simply accepting the Bible's entire lesson, that is, by embracing and loving the entire course of the Christian life on earth. Examples. One of God's many scriptural lessons teaches us to expose Satan and his devices. We do this by following the examples of the other righteous men in the Bible, those who named the names of those wicked and evil men that Satan was using. Thanks be to God for those godly men who have shown us what wicked, evil men driven by Satan can do.
Such as Judas, the Bible doesn't hide the fact, and Alexander the coppersmith. And going back, you have Jezebel and her husband, Ahab,
Amen.
Ananias and Sapphira, and many others. The Bible doesn't hide anything. Okay, then what?
Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they, the wicked evil men and women throughout God's word, also lusted. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. These righteous men who have named the names of the righteous and the wicked in the Bible have won their eternal crown by shedding the light of God's word into the world regarding these matters, and by keeping the light of God, God's word, in them until the end.
The Bible talks about King Saul, who was turned wicked, and many other people. Go ahead, what else?
God told his prophet Joel that in the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Joel chapter 2, verse 28.
That means everybody, all flesh, A-L-L. So the people that are evil, the Spirit of the Lord is pouring out on them, attempting to get them to repent. And they're very wicked when the Spirit of the Lord pours out upon them and they don't repent. They're really going to be guilty at the judgment bar. Okay, then what?
God's Spirit is poured out upon all flesh by the preaching of His servants and handmaids, those who preach the Word of God to the lost people of the world.
Right, Mr. Peeler says that they're all these government agencies are listening to my literature, and also, and I saw him reading my literature too. He says he goes in there and every one of them are reading it. So they know. Okay, then what?
Jesus said the Word of God is Spirit and life in these words. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6, verse 63. The way God pours His Spirit out upon all flesh is through His genuine preachers and His teachers, those who minister the Word of God to the world. To prophesy is not merely to tell things of the future. The work of the prophet is, by faith, to walk in the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is for us a quickening, a life-giving Spirit. Prophets are always witnesses for God by the Holy Spirit.
So the Lord actually is the life-giving Spirit. There's no other life, eternal life, that can come our way but through Jesus. So He's the only life-giving Spirit. Well, I see again that our time has run out, so make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask Him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask Him by the Spirit, Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. But I know that you won't turn me away because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 64.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948. Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow if you tune in. Until then, stay in the Word and enjoy the life of Christ, not your life, but enjoy the life of Christ. Let your life end so that Christ can live His life in and through you, in Jesus' name. Till then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.